Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Well, thank and praise the Lord. Monday is here, another day. The Lord done spared us, another day the Lord hath kept us, another day that God's grace is upon each and every one. We have access to faith. We have access to the Holy One, the Most High God, and thank and praise the Lord for his son, Jesus. And I tell you, this is an awesome time to be living. Yeah, we have a lot of things that is happening in our life possible and in our surrounding. But guess what? God has given us faith. And faith calls us to conquer everything. Conquer everything that would try to interfere with our relationship and our walk with the Lord. So there too again, that's why I say it's an awesome time, because in spite of what's happening on the earth or in the earth in this hour and time, the Bible said we are more than conquerors. And you know, that's the thing that I thank and praise the Lord about, that God already knows, regardless of what don't happen to any of us in the future, what's happening to us now. God already knows what's taking place and how it's going to turn out. And I just thank and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I thank and praise the Lord for this opportunity. I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong, who is the host of this broadcast. Thank and praise the Lord for the pod that God allow us to trust us with. And I tell you, I just thank and praise the Lord for God. I thank and praise the Lord that God is real. You know, I don't know about some of you that have tuned into this broadcast, but I thank and praise the Lord for you tuning in, and I trust that God will give us something to say to make your day go by better, that God will give you something to hold on to, you know. And that's the thing about faith. I've been in for the whole month of May, we talked about, and we was in Hebrews 11th chapter, and we stopped around about maybe the 14th verse in Hebrews. We were still talking about the people's, I call it the heroes of faith. That's what I call Hebrews, the whole entire 11th chapter. I call it the heroes of faith, because when you think about what they experienced when they was on this earth, it was not easy for them. And at that time, they were still operating up under the old covenant, up under the Mosaic covenant. The new covenant had came on the scene. But what really blesses me about it, when I go back and read it, they had courage, they had boldness. Not saying that they didn't experience a difficult time, a trying time. They experienced all of that. But like I said, what really ministered to me more than anything was how they persevere, how a lot of them kept the faith. Yeah, we might have had some that might have cast away their confidence in God, but I'm talking about the ones that did. And that's the thing that continued to give me hope, that continued to give me courage, continued to give me confidence. That is the writer said in Hebrew, if I hold fast to the profession of my faith without wavering. Other words, don't give up. You know, in spite of what comes your way, don't give up. And whatever comes your way, we got to access our faith. We got access. Well, faith is the currents to heaven. Whatever we gonna receive from God, we have to access faith in order to receive what God say. And faith is, it don't have anything to do with how I feel and what I see. But faith is based only upon God's word. And that's why I say, I thank and praise the Lord. As I continue to go back and read in Genesis, you know, I advise you to read from Genesis, the 12th chapter, all the way into the 18th chapter. It talk about Abraham life. It talk about what Abraham started and all of that. It talk about what he started and all of that. And I advise you to go back and read it up on it and study that, because what it does, it strengthens you, it encourages you, that lets you and I know that our ancestors of faith, they went through some tragic time. I mean, some hard time. The Bible even tells us in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, at the end of it, tells us how a lot of them died without receiving the promise. But those people kept the faith. And y'all, we at a time that we got to persevere. I know maybe some of you have been praying and believing God for something and it haven't as yet manifest itself. But the thing is, now you got to persevere. You got to stay in the press. You don't need to retreat at this time, but you got to persevere. You got to press and hold fast to your confession. You got to make sure that your confession, what you saying, is in total alignment with the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Through Jesus coming, death, burial, and resurrection, he have made it possible that all things are possible to them that believe, even the impossible. Father, when we put our faith, our confidence, and our trust in your word and in the finishing work of Christ, what seemed to be impossible, it come possible to us. And for that, we tell you thank you. We want to thank you, Father, that you have given us everything. Thank you, Father, you have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. We say thank you for it. Everything that we need to endure, everything we need to conquer, everything we need to be victorious over the enemy and over the enemy of our soul, the enemy of our life, spiritual as well as natural. You have graced us with it. And Father, thank you for giving us the knowledge, the understanding, and how to walk in faith. Father, we praise you and bless you. I thank you, Father, for those in authority right now. Father, I pray for those in authority in the White House. And Father, even though I disagree with a lot of things that are being done and said at this time, but you said that first of all, we need to pray for those in authority. Those in authority in the White, in the government. So Father, I lift them up before you, and I pray, Father, if they are not heeding to your voice by the way of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of conviction, if they continue to harden their heart against you, I pray, Father, that you will have mercy. I even pray, Father, that you would intervene and intercept and overthrow what Satan have put in men's heart pertaining to humanity, pertaining to what against you. I even pray, Father, if those in authority, if they don't choose, this country will found on by the word of God and by God. Men that came to know you, men that acknowledge Jesus their Savior, the laws, the laws and principles found on the kingdom of God. And Father, those that have taken their place and in authority now, I pray, God, if they choose not to do it your way, I pray, Father, that you would uproot them and replace them with men and women of God that are going to carry out your rules and regulation. And Father, I thank you. You said when the righteous in peace, when the righteous rule, the nation is at peace. But Father, we don't have a lot of people in the White House or in government that is saved, but I pray, God, that they will be rooted out and replaced with men and women of God. I even pray, God, for those in authority, whether it's in the White House, policemen, doctors, or whatever part that they hold in authority. I pray, Father, for a visit of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of conviction, will visit these people and that they will see that they need a Savior. They will see that, yes, they can have natural knowledge, but Father, they spiritual eyes have to come open. I pray, you said the harvest truly is plentiful, but the labors are few. You said pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth labors in their past. I pray, Father, today that you will send forth labors in the past of these that in authority. I even pray for parents and their children, that spirit of lawlessness have infested the land. And I pray, God, I come against the spirit of lawlessness, that spirit that won't cause people to rebel against the laws and principles of God, that causing children to disobey parents and parents and children fighting one another. God, I pray for these peoples. I pray that you would send a labor through their past and witness to them that they'll receive your word. I pray for those in authority spiritually. I pray for the apostles. I pray for the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Oh, Father, we need your help today. We need your help in the land. You said if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, we will hear from heaven and you will hear the land. I pray, God, for forgiveness for the body of Christ when we choose not, when we choose to know your will, but choose not to do your will. I pray for enlightenment. I pray for spiritual enlightenment. I pray for understanding. I pray, Father, that you'll begin to stir the fivefold minister gift. I even pray, God, that you'll renew the strength of the pastor and of the fivefold minister gift just to choose to want to give up. I pray, God, for renewed strength. I pray for renewed enlightenment. Bring enlightenment. You said, let the weakest say that I'm strong. And I pray for strength today for them in the matchless name of Jesus. Even in our school system, Father, those teachers and those that in authority, I bind strong men, Satan, that's operating in their life. I come against all the bitterness, the hatred, and the resentment, even in the school system, molestation. I come against it. I bind it. Fornicating, drugs. I come against these evil forces that is provoking the anger, the violence, the hatred in the school system. And I pray, Father, for strength. I pray for the wind of the Holy Spirit will breathe in our school system, those on staff. I pray for it to come to pass in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, I'm reminded when the children of Israel, even when they sinned, but when they cried out to you, God, you begin to speak to someone that was on the earth. You begin to manifest yourself. I pray, Father, that you begin to manifest yourself and raise up people in the school system that would speak and come against and bind up this spirit of rebellious and disobedient. I plead the blood of Jesus against these invisible forces that causing bitterness and hatred and resentment. I plead the blood of Jesus against that murdering spirit and from houses to houses in the school system. I plead the blood of Jesus. I even come against that spirit of hatred and bitterness and gang violence. I come against it this morning in the matchless name of Jesus. I bind up that murdering spirit right now. I bind up those evil forces that is provoking the anger, the bitterness, and the resentment. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would send forth laborers into the vineyard. I pray, Father, that your glory would be manifest. I pray, Father, for the spirit of conviction to visit in the matchless name of Jesus. I plead your blood because I believe that the blood of Jesus is more powerful than bulls and goats. I believe that the blood of Jesus have the same effect today it has had yesterday because you said in your word, you said in your word, we can boldly say that the Lord is our helper because Jesus, you the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we plead the blood of Jesus against violence in the schoolhouse, drug related. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. Father, I tell you, thank you now. I praise you and I bless you for it right now in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we need teachers, even in the school system. And Father, I pray that we will have teachers after your own heart. You said up under the old covenant that you would give them pastors after your own heart. And I pray that today, you gave pastors yesterday in years and years when our ancestors were living, you gave them pastors after your own heart. I pray for pastors after your own heart in the churches at large today. Pastors, Father, that love you. Pastor that is sold out and totally committed to your will and to your way. I pray for them to come forward in the matchless name of Jesus. I pray that the sons of God will rise up all over the universe, but they will rise up with dunamis power. They will rise up with knowledge and understanding who they are and their part to play on this earth in the matchless name of Jesus. And Father, only you can do it. I tell you, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord knows you've been patient with all of us. And for that, I thank you. But my prayer today, that grace, perseverance will be given to your people. Those that done lost hope, I pray for renewed hope. Those that done lost strength, I pray that they will be strong. I'm reminded in Joshua, the first chapter, after Moses died. Father, when the Lord revealed itself to Joshua through Moses, you told Joshua, Moses is dead. But you told Joshua, you commanded him to be strong and very courageous. I pray, Father, that you will cause us to be strong and very courageous in this hour, in this time. Not only just in the church, but in the White House, all the way down, in the police force, whatever those in authority, I pray that they will be strong and very courageous in this hour. I rebuke that spirit of fear from the White House to the homes of people. I pray for courage and boldness as well. And Father, I just thank you for it right now. Father, open up our eyes that we can behold the wondrous out of your law. Lord, open up our ears that we can hear. I come against the spirit of detraction. I plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of detraction. Oh, Father, open up our eyes. I found out, Lord, so many times when we choose to do it your way, and when we begin to take that step of faith, and when we begin to latch out into the deep and do things greater than what you had us to do in the former time, we meet accusation. We meet detraction. We meet frustration and stress. But I come against it today. Those that have choose to be steadfast in the things of God, I pray for strength for them. Those that have choose to step out in faith into deeper water, I pray, God, for strength for them as well. Oh, Father, give us a heart like flint that we can just press through it, that we'll persevere in the things of God. I even pray and come against us to stay that spirit of detraction. Help people today, Father, not to allow themselves to be detraction with their busy schedule. They too busy to spend time with you, and that's the most needful. We need to spend more time, and I come against the spirit of detraction, that little busy spirit. I got to do this. I got to do that. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to read, because those are the things that we need to persevere. That's what we need. We need that ample time with you. We need that time to be in your work. And I come against those spirits that bring that busyness, that detraction. Oh, God, open up our eyes that we will see. We have to spend time with you. I'm reminded in the four gospels so many times, so many times Jesus made time and found time to spend time with the Father. The Bible declared he would go to solitary prayer, and he would pray all night sometimes. But the manifestation of it, when he would come out during the day, when he would go about doing what the Father had him to do, he was always victorious. He always conquered. He always interceded and overthrew the plot and plan of Satan. And I pray, Father, for the eyes of the saints to come up. I have to spend time. And not only just the fivefold ministry gift, but as parents, Father, I pray that you begin to stir their hearts and open up their eyes to see that if it ever been a time they need to stay focused and spend time with you, God, it's now. And Father, I thank you for it. I praise you. I thank you for this broadcast, God. I thank you for this broadcast in the master's name of Jesus. I pray, Father, for those that have tuned in to the broadcast. I pray for those that feel like they're weary, but I pray that the wind of the Holy Spirit will breathe afresh on them. Oh, in the master's name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you will refresh marriage today. I pray, God, that you will give the husband and wife new strength, renewed patience, encourage with one another. Oh, Father, I thank you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this time of prayer. God, I love you. I bless you, and I praise you. I'm reminded, Father, a songwriter wrote the song, "Without you, God, I can do nothing." Oh, Father, open up humanity eyes to know without you we can do nothing. You made it possible that the Spirit of God would be on the inside of us. But as I studied in Hebrews 11 chapter, in the first 17 chapter of Genesis, The people had to learn, without you, God, they can do nothing. And it still stands today, but we have something better. We have a better covenant with better promise. The Spirit of God is on the inside of us. The Spirit of might is on the inside of us. God, all you is on the inside of us. You've been giving us a new spirit. You said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Oh, Father, help us to realize the importance of renewing our mind daily in your word. Help us to know that the valley is in the mind. Help us to realize that we cannot be conformed to this world by what we see and what we think. But as we get in your word and renew our mind, we can cast down those imaginations. We can cast down those thoughts that exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Oh, Father, I thank you. Your ears is open to the righteous cry. I thank you that the greater one is on the inside of us. I thank you for giving us the faith of God, the same faith, God, that same faith that you used in the beginning, God, when you said, let there be light. Light came. Father, I thank you that we have that faith on the inside of us, that to activate that faith, we have to be born again. To activate that faith, we got to believe and have confidence in your word, Father. For that, I tell you, thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for it right now. We have faith. Apostle John said, it's our faith that calls us to overcome. And I agree with your word, God. Help us to realize and see the importance in the value of your word. Help us even open up our eyes and see, God, that our words, faith come by hearing, but we release our faith in our word. Help us to realize when the enemy trying to put pressure on our mind, when provoking spirit, trying to provoke us to speak and declare doubt and unbelief. Help us to know that's the time we got to open up our mouth. That's the time we got to release your word to our situation, release your word to our life, to our children, to our family, even to our body. Matthew, the 4th chapter, said Jesus was led of the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted. But when the tempter came to him, Jesus was diligent and he persevered and was saying what is written. Father, help us to realize and see that our victory is in your word. Our overcoming is in your word. Our strength. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. You said it. And Father, I believe it. So Father, I thank you now for this time. And you let me see and say, we got to persevere. We got to press like never before. But we don't have to do it by ourselves. I'm reminded in your word. You said you would not allow us to be tempted above that we able to bear. But God, you say you are safer with the temptation, that you would deliver us out. So, Father, I thank you that your word is true. I thank you, Father, that you write over your word to perform it. I thank you, you're not a man that you would lie, nor the son of man that you would repent. The Bible declare, hath not he spoken, that God won't bring it to pass. The Bible says you've been faithful to 1,000 generations. Your covenant you would not break, nor alter the things that come out of your mouth. You told Jeremiah, I'm a faithful God. I watch over my word to perform it. Help us to see the significance of having your word and believing and trusting and applying your word to our circumstance. Oh, Father, I praise you right now. I bless you right now. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I thank you for the ones that you done put in my path. I thank you for those intercessors that you have standing by. And from time to time, you have them to intercede for me. I thank you truly for grace and mercy. I thank you for being patient with me, God. Oh, God, you've been long-suffering. The Bible says you're not slack concerning your promise in something. But, God, you is long-suffering to us. It's not your will that any shall perish. Help us to realize, God, that it's an act of our will, and you will not violate our will. Open up our eyes to the truth. You said, according to your faith, be it done unto you. And, Father, I praise you this morning. I thank you that you is almighty. You is all-powerful. I thank you. You are a good God. You're not only God, but you are my heavenly Father. And you are a good Father. Oh, God, you've been patient and merciful with me. And for that, I tell you thank you. I thank you, God, when we cry for help, You are always there to help us, Father. Help us to recognize your voice like never before. You said in your word in the last days, there will be many false prophets. And they would deceive many. They would lead many astray. But help us to be able to distinguish your voice from the enemy. And the only way we're going to do that, Father, we got to read your word. We got to read your word. We got to meditate on your word so we can be able to discern those thoughts, those voices that come continue to want to speak. And there, too, once we recognize it's the enemy voice, we can open up our mouth and speak forth your word. We can cast down those thoughts and those imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. God, I thank you. I thank you. Lord, remember our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be, even in Uganda, even in Russia, wherever they may be, that experience a lot of turmoil. I speak peace. I pray, God, for peace for them. I pray, God, that they would look to the hear from what cometh they hear. I pray, God, that they will know, God, even as you did with our ancestors. You have not given up on them. And even as it said in Hebrews 11th chapter, how is the son died without receiving the promise. But they still had their faith and their hopes on you. They still kept their faith. Their faith was in your covenant with them, what you promised their forefather. Even Abraham, you told him he'll be a father of many nations. Abraham didn't live to see all the promise, everything that you promised him. But he died with a faith, believing that whatever God said, that God would do it. Oh, God, I praise you right now. I praise you for this time of prayer. Thank you for the spirit of prayer right now. I thank you for the spirit of prayer. And right now, I intercept. I come against the suicide spirit right now. I bind it. I cast it as a sign. That young man, that young woman, even that person in authority, even that person that done did all and feeling hopeless, I bind that hopeless spirit right now. In the master's name of Jesus, I come against those torment thoughts that want you to believe that you ain't no value to nobody. You value to God. Your creator still loves you, but he's not going to override your will. I'm asking you, Father, to intercept and overthrow. I'm asking you that you will release the Holy Spirit to that person right now. I bind suicide thoughts. I bind that spirit in the master's name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against it. Even that young person that's feeling hopeless, I come against that hopeless spirit. I bind it. I intercept it in the name of Jesus. And even those, God, that feeling that they need to turn to drugs, oh, God, I even pray for the drug dealers right now. I pray in Jesus' name for a change of heart. I pray that the spirit of conviction would visit that drug dealer. Then they feel that the only way that they can make profit is to sell drugs. I pray, God, that you would send someone through their path to witness to them that they'll receive your word. Change their hearts, Father, in the master's name of Jesus. That individual feel that the only way that they can have a peace of mind, that they can have joy, or have courage, they got to have drugs. I pray that you will intercept it right now, Father. I pray that you will send that perfect layman through their path and let them know that they do not have to do that, that Christ is alive and well, that he's waiting on them to say, Lord, come into my life. They're waiting on them to say, Lord, have mercy. They're waiting on them to say, Lord, I'm tired of this drug. Remove the desire. Remove. I come against that addiction spirit right now. They got them feeling that they got to have drugs. Father, you did it for me. And Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You delivered me. You took that addiction. You took that desire away from my heart, God. It was by your grace and your mercy. You had me to say, Lord, have mercy. You had me to say, Father, forgive me. Father, you are still waiting. Oh, God, I thank you for it right now in the master's name of Jesus. And even the one that feel like they even close to death, if they don't receive Jesus, they Lord and Savior, they'll lift up their eyes in heaven. You said, appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. All of us have an appointment with death. But those that don't accept Jesus, they Lord and Savior, death will never stain them. But they will just sleep away. They're in it to the Most High God. They're in it to your heaven. Father, I thank you. Father, I praise you. I bless you right now. I bless you. And I praise you in the matchless name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you right now, Father. I thank you right now for this time of prayer. I thank you, God, for this connection you have given us as born-again believers. We can connect with you because of faith. We can connect with you because of the blood of Jesus. We can connect with you because we received your Son and our Savior. He saved us. Somebody pray for us, Father. Thank you for the prayer intercession this morning. Just stand in the gap and make up the head. And now, Father, I even before I close, I even pray. I pray for that person that done backslide, that person in a backslide condition. I pray, Father, that you will send the perfect layman through their past that will restore their relationship with you, that they will see the need. I need thee, O Lord. Oh, I need thee, O Lord. I know, Shaka, open up their eyes and let them see that they need you, that you won't let them down. Humanity can let us down. We can let one another down. But, Father, you will never let us down. If we just cry out, I'm reminded when Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And Peter started walking on that water towards Jesus. But as he took his eyes off of Jesus and he looked around, he began to sink. But he cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus, you were right there. That one that's crying out, just cry out today. Whoever you may be and feel like everybody else out and cried out today, but cry out to the Lord. Tell the Lord to save you. Tell the Lord that I need help this morning. God, I can't make it by myself. And I promise you, according to his word, he will be there to help you. Cry out with faith. Cry out with the covenant. God, if I cry, he's going to help me. Cry out to the Lord. Father, I thank you now for this prayer. I thank you and I praise you for it now in the matchless name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you. I pray all of this and I ask in the matchless name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. I bless you and I praise you right now in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Ready by Nandoko Shata. Father, I thank you now. I thank you for the spirit of intercession. I thank you for the prayer. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Somebody crying out to the Lord now. Yeah, cry out to him. Ask the Lord to have mercy on you. Ask the Lord to help you. You might say, well, Prophet Miller, I've been crying out and ain't seen no changes. Do it with faith, though. Don't just cry out to the Lord, help me, and don't expect him to help you. I'm a witness he will. Hallelujah. God love all of us because we were made. We were created in God's image and God's likeness. Oh, he loved all. Oh, yes, he loved you. I bind up those demonic and evil thoughts that want you to believe that God don't love you. Yes, he do. But the thing that stands between you and your creator is your will. God is not going to override your will, my brother, my sister. He would not override your will. He won't violate it. You got to want him. You got to let him come in. You got to ask him to come into your heart. You got to ask him to intervene in your situation. Well, some I can count offense. Well, I done did that. Well, guess what? Believe it and wait on him. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on him. And when you want to ask, I've been studying it. As I said, I've been studying about the covenant and the blood of Jesus and thing in the old covenant. I find out that the people had to persevere, they had to wait. Do you not know, even when God put Abraham to sleep and when he made that covenant with him and Abraham began to dream, God revealed to Abraham that his people were going to be in bondage for 400 years, but then God was going to come and redeem his people. Y'all, that's the thing about believing. And I don't know about nobody else but being a servant. I had to learn how to wait. And during the process of waiting on God, sometimes you can get impatient. Sometimes if you ain't careful, you'll let discouragement, stress, you'll find yourself getting overwhelmed. But that's the time. It's the old folks that you got to tie a knot in the rope and go a little further and hold on. I did not know today that God was going to have us to just to pray and to intercede. But my scripture really coming from Hebrews, the 10th chapter. It said, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another, provoke unto love and to good works. We live in a time, in the hour where you have to persevere. Hear me good. You got to persevere. You just can't throw in the towel. You got to know how to wait on the Lord. And like I said, I'm still in Hebrews. We've been doing a series of talking about faith, about the heroes of faith, how that they was able to accomplish. God was able to accomplish great things in them because of their faith and with their covenant with God and with Abraham. You know, Abraham, about 75 years old when God told him he was going to give him a son. And it was 25 years went by before. Abraham was 99 years old when God kept coming back to Abraham and reminded him of his covenant with him. God even told Abraham on one occasion, he said, I'm your shield, I'm your protector. Abraham had to trust God. Not only just believe him, but he had to trust him. And after God told him, the Bible said he would, you know, instead he was 65, I believe it was, when Hagar had Ishmael. But when Sarah had Isaac, Abraham was 100 years old. It was 25 years went by. Can you imagine what he went through with, or what the devil tried to take him through? And I don't know about some of you that have tuned into this broadcast. It might seem like you've been waiting forever. But listen, God is working on your situation. See, you got to keep the faith. You know, a lot of times people say, well, prophet, I'm keeping the faith. How do you keep the faith? By reminding yourself of what God said about you in his word. You keep the faith by doing what God's word said. That's how you do it. You got to say what he say. You got to, sometimes if God had Joshua, you got to meditate in that thing day and night. But like I said, we're talking about persevering, because this the hour you got to persevere. You know, somebody out there might want to give up on your relationship. Let me tell you something. Excuse me. If it's a godly relationship, don't give up. Don't give up on it. Keep believing and speaking the word of God. I found out you just can't say, I believe the word of God, and you don't never speak it. Or the word you got. See, confession play a major part in the manifestation of God. Mark 11:23, it tell us when we pray to believe and don't doubt in our heart. Doubt can be all around you. Been down that road before. And sometimes not, but I'm learning, you got to press. One of my prayers every morning that whenever I talk to the Lord, Lord, help me to persevere today. God, help me to press in the prayer. Sometimes, I don't know about y'all, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I don't have a problem getting in my devotion. Sometimes God wake me up during the night. I don't have a problem getting in my, you know, praying and reading. But sometimes I have to press. And I ask the Lord, Lord, help me to press today in the prayer. Sometimes I don't want to pray in my prayer language. Sometimes I don't want to read the word, but I have to press. And I always say, Father, help me today to persevere. When it come down to praying, when it come down to seeking you, help me today, Father. You have to do it. It's just like a person that have to go to work. I don't believe any individual that work away from home wake up every day ready and feeling and being joyful about going to work. I believe all of them experience sometimes I don't want to go to work. But listen, it's the same way when it comes to God. But in the hour and the time that we living in, husband and wife got to press into prayer. You got to make yourself say what the word say. I'm telling you, it works. I'm not telling you something that I don't have to do. I don't want nobody to believe that Prophet Miller every day. I just, you know, sometimes I don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want to, I call relax. But I found out, even in that, I got to protect my mind. And that's why, that's like I said, the word today, if the old saints used to say, if I had a thought or a subject, it'd be persevere. And I'm telling you, we in a pressing time. Come on, somebody. The things of God is not just going to automatically happen. I'm telling you, it's not going to just automatically happen. You have your part to play. Come on, somebody. And that's the word today, persevere. You got to press. Come on, somebody. You got to force yourself to do what you know is right. Sometimes when the going get tough, you got to press. I'm sure it came a time when Abraham wanted to doubt that God was going to give him a son because of the time period. And that's a long time. And then, in fact, not only that, 25 years before Isaac came, and then you got to, you're looking at your body reminding you every day that it's impossible for you to have a son. Come on. His body, what he seen, and I'm sure what he felt was in agreement. And sometimes I found this out, what I feel, based upon what God's word is saying, what I think, sometimes it be against what I believe. And another scripture in Hebrews 11 chapter, Hebrews the 10th chapter. And like I said, in Hebrews the 10th chapter, and by that 32nd verse, the people were having a hard time. And that's why he encouraged them to persevere in faith. Come on. The Bible tells us in evil days, we got to stand. In evil days, a lot of times it's like, it ain't working, it ain't working, it ain't working. Everywhere you turn, it's trouble, it's trouble. Everywhere you turn, it's perplexed. Everywhere you turn, it's that's the time you got to press. That's the time you got to encourage yourself. David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. And my word today is to tell the people that the Lord thy God is with you, that let you know the Lord hadn't left. I know sometimes you feel like I've been there. Come on, somebody. I don't let nobody tell me. I ain't never felt like the Lord wasn't with me. I swear you pray for me because it's been time. Prophet Miller felt like the Lord wasn't with her. And I don't think I'm by myself. I think sometimes we all that living a Christian life, I really believe sometimes we feel like the Lord is not with us. But that's the time you got to persevere. That's the time. When I look in Webster Dictionary, that word persevere means to persist as an untaken in spite of difficult, in spite of what your thought, the thoughts you having about God. I was sharing with a young man on last evening. They called me and he was dealing with some stuff. I said, first of all, you got your part to play. I used to hear the late Kenny Hagin Sr. used to say, he said, thoughts is like birds flying over your head. You can't stop them from flying over your head. They're going to continue, but you can't stop them from building a nest. Thoughts don't always come, but God have given us a spiritual weapon. That's why he says, 2 Corinthians, the chapter, the weapon, our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds. You can cast down those imaginations. You can open your mouth and say, that's not so. You know, you can't just sit up dancing in your mind. No, you have to open your mouth and let the devil know, no, we're not going that way. We're not going that way at all. No, you're not, devil. Do you not know we have the authority to do that? Yes, you do. You and I have the authority to tell the devil no. You have the thought. You see, these invisible enemies that we have to fight, it begins in your mind. George Meyer wrote one of the most popular books about the valor of the mind. And listen, you and I have been deputized. You and I have been given authority over the power and the works of the enemy. But guess what? You have to utilize it. You can't sit there and be idle. I want you to hear me. You got your part to play. But like he said, he called them in that Hebrews the 10th chapter. It said, he called them into remembrance the former day. He was trying to encourage the people. He was trying to encourage them not to cast away their confidence. He was encouraging them after they don't suffer while they receive the promise. See, you know, a lot of times we believe that the day I pray. Now listen, the day you pray in the spirit realm, the answer is going to be on the way. But the manifestation part of it, see, that's where the enemy get us. A lot of times we have strong faith when we praying about stuff. But as the day progresses, a lot of times we feel like, oh, it ain't going to happen. It ain't. Yes, it is going to happen. If God said it, see, that's the point about it. You got to make sure God said it. But then he was saying that they had to persevere. And in Hebrews 11 chapter, I like something. It says, it's about faith. Moses, when he was born, was in 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they was not afraid of the king coming. Don't you know back then that time they were killing out the males? But Moses' parents, they had faith in God. And they saw that they saw that Moses was a special child, so they hid him. And ain't this amazing how God had an orchestrator for Pharaoh's daughter to come and get Moses and raise him? But that was by faith. Faith is so powerful, y'all. It can conquer the most worst storm. It can cause you to overcome the most terrible battle. And somebody said, but Prophet, I ain't got that faith. Yes, you do. Listen, now, if you ain't been born again, you don't have God's faith. But if you've been born again, God, when you got saved, it came in too. You have the same faith. That's why the Bible says, Jesus said, if you got faith by the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to a mountain. Well, faith is just believing and taking God at his word, and you trusting what God's word say. That's what faith is. Faith ain't got nothing to do with how you feeling. No, 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 no. And that's why I love it when I go read and it's by faith, they did this, by faith. Oh, I love it. That just blesses me because it let me know if I want to experience, if I want to experience the victory that some of these heroes of faith experience, I got to believe and trust and have patient God just like them. It was by faith. Like I said, I just love that. Whenever I read it, and it was by faith. It talked about Joseph, and it was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, comforted and spoke of God. Joseph was so fully persuaded that he didn't want to stay in Egypt. He told him after he died, he wanted to, when they come out of Egypt, when God brought them out, they took his bones. Yes, they did. That just how much he comforted him. And then it said it was by faith that Moses' parents hid him. For 3 months, they saw that God had given them unused a child, and they were not afraid of what the king might do. Now, don't you know if the king would have found out, if Pharaoh would have found out that they were hiding Moses, and he told them to kill out the males, don't you know they would have been destroyed? But guess what? They had faith and confidence in the God of their covenant. Ain't that something? Well, y'all, guess what? We might not be living in that time, but in the spirit realm, when it comes down to the turmoil, the evil on earth, we there. But there, too, again, as we prayed in the prayer, you're not hopeless. Don't let the devil tell you you're hopeless today. Don't let him tell you your marriage is hopeless, your body. You might be done got a report from the doctor. You got a terminal disease. Well, guess what? Faith can cause you to overcome it. Now, I can hear somebody saying, yeah, but my so-and-so had been made that. Listen, that wasn't you. Never, listen, I had to learn this. Never put your faith in somebody else's experience. My faith began in what God's word say. Now, yeah, I do can take my faith and trust it by reading this word, I can, yes, okay. Now, their faith caused them to experience the victory. Yeah, I can do that. But my faith is in the word of God. My faith in the one that made the promise. And the Bible says God kept his promise to 1,000 generations. The Bible said God won't break his covenant, neither will he alter the things that come out of his mouth. That's the one. That's why you got to learn to see past people. Everybody have different experience with God. And God deal with everybody different. Even when I'm talking to people, I like to talk, if you know, another one, I want to talk that's going to increase my confidence. And not somebody, well, child, you know, so-and-so believes. I don't, right there, I say, I cast that down. But these people, and like I said, this is what it said about Moses. Hallelujah. And like I said, it's in the 24th verse of Hebrews 11. It said, and it was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be treated as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. When Moses grew up and found out his ancestor, when he found out who he really was, he put away that luxury life. That's what it said in the 24th verse. I'm reading from the Living. It said, it was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be treated as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoy the fleeing pleasure of sin. Look at here. He was thought it was better to suffer for the sake of the Messiah than to own the treasure of Egypt. But he was looking ahead. You hear that? Looking ahead. And this is what, like I said, it really blessed me when I was studying those heroes of faith, as I call them. They didn't allow themselves to look at it right now to a certain degree when it was coming down to the way that they were treated. They kept hoping in something better. If it wasn't here, but they were hoping for that heavenly time. They felt like if I don't get it here, it's still something better than this, and that kept their hope alive, and their hope was in God. And my brother and sister, that come down to you and I. Stay focused on what the Lord is saying. Know who you are. You know, this is something that God showed me, and I hear other ministers repeat say this as well. We have an identity Christ in the body of Christ. You need to know who you are in Christ. You need to know what Christ came and done for you. Y'all, that really makes a difference. So many times, you know, and I know after so many years, we can put so much of confidence in people, but I learned to trust the God in my leaders. I learned to trust God. All my faith and trust is in him, not in people, because I find out people should let you down. Some intentionally and some don't intend to let you down, but they do. But God will never let you down. And that's why when I read it encouraged me so much to let me know. Now, Ann, that same faith that they operate in, you have access to it. You have a better covenant than what they did. And as I stated in the prayer, you have to make up in your mind and make time and find time to get in the Word of God. I'm telling you, the longer you stay away from the Word, it's easier for the enemy to stress you out, to get you overwhelmed, to depress you. And tell us by faith. It said Moses, he was not afraid of the king. Moses kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover and to sprinkle blood on the doorpost so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn son. Ain't that something? I know, y'all, we've been in Hebrews 11 chapter, might not hold up, but let me tell you something. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if you are born again believer, I tell you again, you do have faith. It came in you when you received Jesus, your Lord and Savior, but you got to develop it. You got to work it. Can't nobody do that but you. You know, I found out, you know, as a prophet of God, you know, some people just want you to lay your hand on them and everything change. Sometimes, as the Lord will, that might happen. But for the most of it, when it come down to we got to wait on the manifestation, but we got to persevere. You got to go against the forces that are trying to get you to throw in the towel. God ain't going to come through. Look how long. And I can't imagine the thoughts. In a little bit, mate, that Abraham went through within the 25 years that he was waiting on Isaac to show up. Can you think about that? God promised him a son, but here he was way up in age, old. Sarah's in her 90s. He was in custody. He was 10 years older than Sarah. This man, 99 years old. God said, I'm going to give you a son from your own bow. Hey, God wasn't the one. No. But him and Sarah, they try to help God out. I tell anybody, wait on the Lord. Don't get anxious. I talk to people sometimes, and some people just anxious. I say this to singer as well as singer males that are born again. Listen, don't get anxious to get married. Wait on the Lord. Let God lead you. Let the Lord, if you desire to have a spouse, then God will help you with that spouse. God will call the right male, the right female, but don't try to help him out. Don't let the enemy provoke you in your flesh to try to go out there and find somebody. I'm kind of sensing that someone listening at this broadcast, you done got anxious. If when you get anxious, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to get out the will of God. Instead of doing it God's way, you're going to do it your way. He said, Peter, you got to make it happen. I found out if it ain't God's will and God's time, you can't make nothing happen. And whatever you do make happen, it don't be good. But he go on. I'm still reading about Moses. In the 27th verse, he'll do 11 and 26. It said, it was by faith that Moses commanded people of Israel to keep the Passover and sprinkle the blood on the doorpost so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn son. Now, you know, according in Hebrews, you go in Hebrews and you start reading it in Hebrews 8 and 9 and 7, you see how the blood of Jesus was more powerful than bulls and goats. Upon the old covenant, the high priest could go in the holiness of the holy, that means in the presence of God once a year, but they had to make sure that they were clean. They had to make sure that they would sacrifice a bull, a goat. They had to make all these blood sacrifices. Well, because we have a better covenant now, I can go in the presence of God for myself. And I thank God for intercessors. But I can go to God boldly knowing, as a born-again believer, God going to hear me. And I can talk to him about anything. Now, you know why the bull, the blood of the bull was so powerful when he told me to take the blood and put it on the boat because of obedience? And y'all have found out that all of these heroes of faith had something in common. They didn't only hear God, but they had to obey God. I want you to hear me. They didn't only hear God, but they had to obey him. And tell Hebrews, the day you hear my voice, heart, not your heart. Listen, as a born-again believer, you can't be asking God what to do and then God give you instruction and you don't do it. It don't work that way. Hear me. If you praying and asking God for help, and if God send you help or God give you instruction, you got to follow through. That's what we have a problem doing. Because we say, that don't make sense what God telling me to do. Well, nothing God ever said to me made sense to my 5 cents. So, hey, I learned that. But it is so important. You know, again, I thank him. This is Apostle Willie and Mel again. I want to thank and praise the Lord for you that tuned into the broadcast today. And I thank God for the spirit of intercession that came up on us. And God had us to pray for about 20-some minutes just today. And that's the love of God. That's how much God loves you. God is concerned about your whereabouts today. God is concerned about where you at in your thought process. Because Jesus came so you and I can have peace. But as I stated before, you have your part to play. I have my part to play. God is not going to violate your will. But God is concerned about you. Don't let the devil and nobody else make you think that God is not concerned about you. I'm not going to even close with prayer because as I stated, we done already prayed. We done already prayed the prayer of faith. And I believe that the Lord heard me because it was him that caused us to pray today. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Apostle William Miller. And I pray that you will enjoy the rest of your evening and take some time and talk to him. Don't be giving him all them sad songs, but just praise him. Go through the psalmist and begin to praise him and let the Lord help you. Enjoy the rest of your day.